The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, Shavuot Tov to you.
Shavuot Tov, I tell you, it is looking hopeful here, guys. It really, really is. Israel is starting to wake up. A few decisions I don't know if I would exactly agree with, but just to give you some hope out there, it can be done if you do what the health professionals are telling you to do, the social distancing, washing the hands, staying home where you need to, and wearing masks. It can be done. So Israel today has reported the lowest numbers of COVID-19, this in a period of 6 weeks. We had just 23 infections in the last 24 hours, but we know we're near New Zealand, who are smashing COVID-19 with zero infections. But our stats look as follows. 16,208 since the beginning of the pandemic. Sadly, 232 people have passed away. We have a significant decrease in the amount of serious cases. We were 94, and a significant decrease in the amount of people needing ventilators at 76. But the numbers, which are very, very important, is the number of currently sick to numbers fully recovered. We have 6,230 people still infected with COVID-19, but a whopping 9,749 who have made full recovery. And the government lifting more and more restrictions in the last couple of days. So yesterday, the incredible news, especially for the Savim v'Savtots, the grannies and grandpas, the bobas and zaydas, who are now allowed to see their grandchildren, and incredible sights, people meeting in parks. I see my neighbors across the road, very happy to be reunited with their grandkids. And slowly but surely, however, and I do stress this, this is being done while maintaining masks, hand washing, all these things that we need to do to make sure that we keep these infections as low as possible. And of course, you know, we are anticipating rather that there is a possibility of infections going up as we open up more and more. Also announced yesterday that we could start meeting in crowds of 10. This was improved on today. We can now meet in crowds of 20 with the safe social distancing, all of that. And a lot of debates taking place at the moment with the government, especially the health ministry and the finance ministry, about the possibility of opening up the malls, the gyms, restaurants to sit in. Yesterday it was announced that perhaps restaurants where you could sit in and eat would be opened in the middle of June. The possibilities of opening our malls on the 15th of May, along with selected movie theaters, was discussed. However, now there is a possibility that we could see this opening on Friday. I don't know if I'm in agreement with the gym so much. I have to be honest. That's my personal opinion. I think that we should still watch the numbers before opening the gyms, because I don't know how you would enforce social distancing. Malls, some of the strict criteria being discussed are things like having to show your ID, standing in lines. And I must say, Israelis, which is completely counterintuitive for us, are really standing very nicely and well-behaved lines to get into stores. We are behaving ourselves. What can
I find that very hard to believe.
I went to the hairdresser today.
Yes.
We're being good Israelis. I went to the hairdresser today. I had to. The soon as it was announced, it was open. Bam! I made that appointment, and I was the only client allowed in. And when a mommy bought her kid for a haircut, she was told in no uncertain terms she has to stand outside. But also the fines for breaking these strict criteria are very high. It's 5,000 shekels if you're a business owner and don't comply. And there are police that that are patrolling. However, as this is going on, we also have to note that where there are areas of high infections like Beit Shemesh and like several neighborhoods in Jerusalem, they are extending their lockdowns. So we've been monitored very, very carefully.
What I'm interested in, because as I've said a few times, we're behind the curve and you're way ahead of it. And the social compact in South Africa seems to be fraying. They're asking of us to do things that just don't make sense. Did the Israeli government carry the population with it? Or did they also come up with some silly arbitrary things that lost people along the way? I'm talking about exercising between 6 and 9 only, which has caused traffic jams in popular running spots.
No. No, what I do have to say, and I mean, I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we were saying, what is wrong with this government? Do they have paranoia? Have they completely lost their minds? Okay. No, they took very, very responsible measures. There's been no banning of ciggies, no banning of alcohol. You know, you can buy your wine and your whiskey and you can buy cigarettes. I understand that this has been banned in South Africa to a lot of controversy. You know, perhaps alcohol, I can sort of understand, especially, and we have the problem here, something that women's organizations are working on around the clock, which is the rise in domestic violence. But cigarettes, I mean, I can understand the logic. You know, it makes you more vulnerable to COVID-19. You know, if you catch it, it makes you more vulnerable. However, here you can puff away. And in fact, I was quite amused by the policeman downstairs at the, you know, where I went to have my hair done today, who was wearing his mask, but still managing to smoke at the same time.
Oh my goodness me. That's class. Hey, through the mask.
That
very impressive.
Well, he was lifting his mask to inhale, and it's like, dude, just give it up. You're not going to win this one. Really.
I'm conscious about some of the decisions. Yeah, your government, apparently there's still hearings going on before your courts on whether your coalition may or may not happen. Where are we in that process?
Well, we're still only in the second day of hearings, and it's also being reported that this is actually very very civilized. So who the thunk it, Simon, that the way to keep us all civilized is to slap a mask on all of us. But quite incredible images coming from the Supreme Court or the High Court of Justice of the Supreme Court justices all wearing masks unless they have to speak. But basically the two issues being debated at the moment is the legality of the unity government, especially given the circumstances at the moment, and also whether or not Prime Minister Netanyahu, who does go to trial as scheduled on the 24th of this month, will he be fit to still be Prime Minister? Will he be fit to govern if he is indicted? So that's being discussed at the moment, and there is an expected ruling at the end of the week. If they find or if they file or rule against the unity government, then there is the high possibility of us going to a possible fourth election, which is what everybody wants to avoid at all costs. One of the issues being discussed is the Norwegian law, which means if one minister vacates his position, the next on the list of that particular party, whoever holds that portfolio, it will go to the next person. And it's been argued, does it go further down the line? Doesn't it? You know, these are all kind of semantics that are being discussed at the moment. So we'll see how deep by the end of the week.
Okay, and you'll keep us updated, I have no doubt. Talk to us about Intel apparently being in talks to buy Israel's MoveIt for $1 billion, but you're going to have to tell me who MoveIt is.
Okay, well, I didn't know who MoveIt was initially. I have to be honest because I don't take the bus. I use Waze, but MoveIt is a free kind of crowdsourced application that provides real-time information about your public transport schedule. And apparently it is used by 80 or 800 million travelers or riders, whatever you want to call them, across 102 countries globally. So yet again, extraordinary inventions by Israel or innovation by Israel still doesn't help me understand why we can't fix our driving situation. So I know a lot of people use Mover to see when the bus is arriving, when the taxi is coming, et cetera, et cetera. So Intel, who've already bought Mobileye, and they bought Mobileye for a massive $15.3 billion, which I think is actually the biggest acquisition to date in Israel. I could be wrong, but I think that it is. If I'm wrong, somebody will correct me. But they are now in talks, and there's conflicting reports. Some of the reports say they're still in the negotiation phase. Some reports say they have already signed the deal to buy Mover. I tend to go with the Calcalist or the Globes that say that we're still in the process of the negotiation. But this is incredible news, especially at this time. And it shows that investor confidence in Israel and Israeli innovation is still holding strong, which is very, very good news for Israel.
It is indeed. And there we leave it because it's 5:30. Rolene, thank you as always. I hope you're looking spiffing with your new hairdo. And chat to you soon.
Well, at least my hair is fabulous, guys. At least that's
what. I'm sure it is. And there we leave her. There we leave her, as one can only leave Rolene. 5:30 it is. Let's take news headlines with David.